High schoolers are busy, but no one's too busy to help fight cancer. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is looking for their next Student Visionaries of the Year. Could that be your child? High schoolers who participate in this 7-week philanthropic leadership development program gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Forming strong teams behind them, they fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor right in their local community. Most importantly, this campaign is an opportunity for high schoolers to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Sound like something your child might be interested in? You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You've probably seen The Wizard of Oz many, many times over the years. It's a movie that everyone has a special nostalgic connection to, maybe more than any other. There's a lot we know about The Wizard of Oz, but there's a new documentary podcast that I can't recommend enough called No Place Like Home that's uncovering something I've never known about. A famous pair of red ruby slippers from the movie, one of the most famous props in Hollywood history, was once stolen from the Judy Garland Museum in a mysterious heist. And the journey to find the ruby slippers, and the parallels it presents to The Wizard of Oz and to everyone, is just as thrilling and emotional as the theft itself. Here's a sneak peek trailer for No Place Like Home, a new podcast available now that I think you'll love.
Close your eyes and tap your heels together 3 times and think to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home.
The ruby slippers have this magic that comes along with them.
The ruby slippers can carry you home. That's the power of the shoes.
Judy Garland wore these. Dorothy wore these. These shoes went to Oz.
The ruby slippers. They're some of the most iconic objects in Hollywood history. A rare collector's item, worth millions. And in the summer of 2005, a pair was stolen from the Judy Garland Museum in the small town of Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
You gotta be kidding me.
All she said was, they're gone, they're gone.
The ruby slippers, what have you done with them?
I thought it was totally secure.
Give them back to me or I'll...
Are you sure this is true?
They had lied to me.
The slippers were likely gone forever.
But they weren't gone forever. They were gone for about 13 years, until one day, they mysteriously reappeared.
Finally, tonight, it wasn't the wizard, but an FBI sting that turned up perhaps the most famous slippers in movie history.
And it might sound like that's where the story ends.
We received a new tip and some information.
But actually,
diligently pursued.
It was only the beginning.
This is a story that doesn't fade to black.
They're not revealing who stole them. It's still a mystery.
There was rumor that it was an inside job.
I chased it down for years.
You know, is this part of a much larger group?
This case involves a very well-known person.
What's going on?
I'm Sayward Darby. Welcome to No Place Like Home. Join me and journalist Ariel Ramchandani as we investigate the strange story of the stolen ruby slippers. Although the shoes were eventually recovered, there are more questions left than answers. Not just about the ruby slippers, but about Judy Garland herself, about her hometown of Grand Rapids, Minnesota, and about the unexpected things that happen when we try to go home.
Judy Garland was truly lost.
For such a mixed up life later, it started out beautifully, you know.
But the power of the slippers couldn't get Judy Garland home.
Please listen and follow No Place Like Home, a presentation of C-13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio, in association with The Atavist Magazine. Available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The shoes were just a movie prop. What's the big deal? And then you realize what they represent, home, love, and security. Then you realize they are a big deal.